Welcome back, everybody, to the St. Louis United Saturday Show. This segment brought to you by Red Key Realty. And here is our friend being brought in by one of his favorite acts, Lucinda Williams, Mr. Bruce Butler. Bruce, are you there?
Edmundo.
Sir.
Thomas.
Thomas busy looking at his phone.
I'm posting on Facebook, Bruce. Don't
you
bother me.
Media. Yeah.
Good God.
A lot of pressure. Keep up.
It's really...
It's okay, Tom. We got it.
Russell is really popular when I'm posting his scores on Facebook. The chicks dig him.
Yeah. Well, Bruce got a big shoes to fill coming in after the Voice of the Empire here. But so what's new with what's new in music? What's new in realty? Hit it.
Yeah. So it was obviously a rough week for real estate with the weather situation. And I ran across something this week that has never happened to me or any of my clients before. So just set the table for you a little bit. We got buyers who have scoured the St. Louis area and found the exact right house for them. We got an accepted offer. They go over to show, you know, we're set to close Friday, last Friday. And they go over last Saturday afternoon to show the parents, you know, the house. And behind the house, there's like a little, it's not really a lake, but it's a little bit bigger than a pond. And it's got this big fountain. And it's really cool.
I predict that there's going to be a butt coming into this description here.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
This story is going to pivot. So they go back there, and the villa, it's a kind of a townhouse deal, is unoccupied. And they go around to the back to look at the little lake to see what the water's doing, and there's water gushing out of the sliding glass doors for the walkout basement.
Imagine that. In St. Louis?
Yeah.
You know, hey, before I forget, next week, because I'm gonna be out of town, Edmundo, in this segment, is going to tell you his story, his personal experience with that.
Go ahead. Back to Bruce.
All right. I'll be queued up for that. So it begs it. It's a tricky real estate situation. And because according to the real estate contract, if a tree falls through the roof of a house while you have it under contract before the closing, the seller has the right to fix it, get it done, and then we just go to the closing, no questions asked. But if you've got a flood, I mean, because, you know, or the furnace goes out, you replace the furnace. But you can tell, obviously, the furnace is fixed. Okay, we're good. Let's go on. But in this case, because it was a flooding situation, the St. Louis Association of Realtors sales contract does not really address this at all. Huh. So the bottom line is, if something like this happens to you as a buyer or a seller, you want to make sure you've got legal advice and a good realtor, somebody who's already had this experience. Now that I have, I'm a little bit more versed on this than I was 2 weeks ago. But anything that changes the material value of the house, like a flood that can't be fixed, buyer has the right to get out of the contract and probably get their earnest money back. Hmm. But you'll have to have legal advice on top of that, because realtors can advise you to things that are in the contract and give you information, but if it's not specifically stated in the contract, you got to go outside and get an attorney and follow up with them.
Bruce, thanks for all the bummer news.
It was really
I thought we were going to hear something about Lucinda Williams.
The sun is shining today.
Yeah.
The good news that lines all of that is, you know, probably nobody can force you to buy a house if it floods.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
that is good. That is good news. That's something.
Hey,
we got about a minute.
So anyway,
about a minute and a half left.
Okay. So
where are you going?
I thought long and hard about the Lucinda Williams paradigm here,
uh-oh,
and I was not really familiar with her, I got to tell you, prior to attending. the show. I have friends that are like, "Oh, this is great! Yeah, yeah. Love it, dude. You gotta come see it." I'm like, "Okay." And so I thought about how I could characterize the Lucinda Williams experience, and what it boils down to for me is if Stevie Nicks and Willie Nelson mated, the voice of that, or the combined tones of all of that, would result in Lucinda Williams, because she's kind of got this Stevie Nicks kind of smoky, sexy voice, but she's also got some of this, like, Texas twang in there.
She kind of looks like Willie.
I wasn't going to go there, but we were pretty far back enough, you know. Yeah. Well.
So how was the show?
So the show was really, really good, and her voice is very unique.
Yeah.
And the band, her guitar player, and I should have thought of this before, but he was in another band before Lucinda Williams, and I can't think of who it is, but it's somebody that we would all know, like the Mavericks or something like that.
They're coming to town tonight, I think.
Mavericks. So maybe it's not them.
Mavericks are in town, I think, at the Patrick.
Something like that. And he was awesome. The band was really good. Her show was great. Her voice is powerful. And I would recommend highly Lucinda Williams show.
All right, there you have
so
it.
So we were there for Flaming Lips, and it was it was like the 30-something crowd. And they went to Lucinda Williams like 3 days later, and it was like we were the youngest people there. So
really?
It was cool, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, we got to go. Somebody wants to get you. What are they?
314-608-9477 or on the web at butlerrealtystl.com.
All right, Bruce. Thanks, man. We'll be talking
thanks,
to you.
Guys.
So speaking of unique voices, Matt, bring this up a little more. John Lee Hooker.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest voices of ever. And playing with, got Carlos Santana behind him here. This is a song called The Healer from about, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. Going out with that, but we're coming right back to the Obie Clark segment.
Oh.
And we are right here at 590 The Fan, KFNS.
Out
St. Louis. St. Louis. St. Charles County. We came across the Missouri. It was big and brown.
It wasn't really a saint. He was more like of a messiah.
Okay.
I think.
Whatever you say, Tom. Sure show. We'll be right back.
It's so nice of you. Heal me, heal me, heal me. Yeah, yeah.